Welcome to Respected Ladyland, a magical world where the contributions of women during the golden age of the record industry are collected, selected, interconnected, retrospected, and respected. I'm your tour guide, friendly neighborhood Portland spinner, and sometimes sinner, DJ Action Slacks.
Nothing in life comes easy, oh no, and if you don't believe that it's so, I tell you it's so, oh. What you want don't come like a breeze and it don't come on the rose. What you want will just lay there.
Anthem, Go Get It, kicking off this episode, was by a group called Tiffany. The group consisted of Margaret Lewis and Myra Smith. They also wrote and produced that record, and that brings us to the topic of this episode. Myra Smith and Margaret Lewis were record industry pioneers and are the focus of this episode. So get ready to be delighted by the funky country soul of Shreveport, Louisiana. To imagine this. It's the 1950s, and you've worked diligently to earn your place as a supporting musician in one of the nationally regarded hotspots of country music. You're surrounded by musical talent, and you can see those talents are not being well served. You have a keen eye for opportunity, and you know you have the skills and drive to build a musical institution. The only thing standing in your way is misogyny. That is what Myra Ann Smith was facing in mid-century Shreveport, Louisiana. Myra was a Louisiana native who was a true gearhead, fascinated by the technology of producing records. So much so that she pulled together a recording studio of her own in Shreveport with the intention of documenting the talented folks involved with the Louisiana Hayride radio show. Yes, she created a sound studio, but after that, she needed a way to send the music out for public consumption. To solve that issue, she launched her own record label, Ram Records. In this next set, we'll hear a handful of records, which were a product of Myra Smith's tireless efforts to elevate the Shreveport music community. Unfortunately, as a woman in the industry, it was hard for Myra to attract support. And that meant lots of Myra's recordings were never pressed to vinyl. I'm kicking off this set with one from the vaults, Shreveport rockabilly performer Charlotte Hunter.
Don't play
Slacks. You can find out more about me and check out my event schedule and sign up for my email list at djactionslacks.com.
Order, please.
Red beans and rice.
On this episode of Respected Ladyland, I am celebrating the songwriting duo of Myra Smith and Margaret Lewis. You just heard Margaret Lewis singing and Myra Smith on guitar. Recorded for Myra's Ram Records out of Shreveport, Louisiana. You also heard drummer Chico Chisholm from 1957, Hot Tamales and Barbecue, another one off of one of Myra's record labels, and in the background, Scatman Peyton and the Ramrods with Red Beans and Rice from 1958. Regarding Myra Smith's challenges in growing her record labels during the 1950s, her cousin, who also worked for Myra, Alton Warwick, remarked, "Being a woman did handicap her, as far as people taking her seriously with things like financing. If she'd had better funding for distribution and promotion, she could have made some records really go." That quote is from Wikipedia. Eventually, Myra Smith would find a different way to achieve a more substantial success in the music industry by teaming up with one of the artists who recorded for her record label, and that person was Margaret Lewis, regular on the Louisiana Hayride radio show, and aspiring recording artist. Before Lewis and Smith began to make real headway as a songwriting team, Margaret Lewis continued trying to knock out her own hit singles as a recording artist. She also sang backup for fellow Louisiana recording artist Dale Hawkins on a couple of his Chess Record singles. And this set will be kicked off by Dale Hawkins performing a song he wrote with Margaret Lewis in 1958. That will be followed by two fiery Margaret Lewis singles from the mid-1960s. I'm DJ Action Slacks, and you're hanging out in respected Ladyland.
La da 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 da, la da da da, la da 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 da, la da da da, la da da da, la da da da. You are the one that drives me crazy. La da da da, la da da da. You never say yes or no, but only.
Was a playing some more. She hollered at
Raggedy Ann from 1964 on Capitol Records. In the background is L.G. Brown with Joyride off of Ram Records. I am DJ Action Slacks, and you're hanging out with me in respected Ladyland, where we celebrate the achievements of mid-century women in the recording industry. Achievements that have been largely overlooked in the past. On this episode, I'm focusing on the songwriting team of Margaret Lewis and Myra Smith, whose partnership was launched in Shreveport, Louisiana, in the mid-1950s. Once Myra Smith saw the handwriting on the wall for her struggling record label and recording studio, it occurred to her that perhaps she might be able to make a bigger impact by leaving Shreveport. After all, she and Margaret Lewis seemed to make a pretty good team, creatively. So, in the mid-1960s, Myra Smith and Margaret Lewis embarked on a musical adventure together, relocating to Nashville. They signed on as staff writers for Shelby Singleton's Nashville-based labels SSS International and Plantation. Oh, and also Silver Fox. Shelby also migrated from Shreveport to Nashville and shared the same appreciation of the intersections of country music and soul music. His labels were hugely instrumental in popularizing the funky country sound of the late 1960s. And though they don't get the acknowledgement they deserve, the songs written by Margaret Lewis and Myra Smith were central to the Shelby Singleton sound. And now, I will present a partial songbook of Lewis and Smith. In this first set, you'll hear from Jeannie C. Riley, Peggy Scott and JoJo Benson, Dolly Parton, and Porter Wagner, as well as soul singer turned country singer, Linda Martell. We're gonna dive deep into a river of country sensibilities blended with soul grit. Let it wash over you as we drift down home, starting with one of the earliest renditions of a Lewis and Smith song. It's soul pop stylist Jewel Hall from 1963 on MGM Records.
We were dancing and he laughed just like you used to. He squeezed my hand and teased me just like you used to. And so close to my lips, the words came that I almost called your name. The only difference in the two called your name. Yes, I kissed him, but I almost called your name.
Well, the teacher's pet was Susie Grout, born with a silver spoon in her mouth. Miss Goody Two Shoes in sorority, and I was little Miss Nothing, and they thought of me as the girl most likely. Judged by the way I look, not the way I am. Well, I guess it's true I look the part, but developing fast was not my fault. Didn't know my sex appeal showed through those made-over clothes and run-down shoes. Now the doctor's son is hiding out, and the whole town knows what it's all about, because the evidence is plain. With a hot shotgun. Well, the wedding bells can't wait till June. It better be now or else real soon. Susie Jane is in a jam. Hey, listen, that gun go wham, wham, wham. Well, some of that talk is dying down, and there's a lot of most likelies in this town. Just because I
listening to X-Ray FM. You just heard members of the DJ Action Slacks Dance Hall of Flame, Peggy Scott and JoJo Benson. You're hanging out in respected Ladyland with a DJ Action Slacks. Dolly Parton, and Porter Wagoner.
There was a time we'd sit in the backyard, 'cause the house would get so hot. From the summer sun there was no way of sleeping.
And you'd play your old guitar, we'd fight mosquitoes and enjoy your backyard concerts, for we had no television.
We'd just begun our life as man and wife, and hardships then could scarcely scare us into quitting. Things were far from being fine, we often dined upon a dime, but there never was a time we didn't love.
That Christmas brought our saddest day, when your pride gave way as you told the kids there'd be no gifts 'cause we were broke. Though their little tears of grief were so hard to see, it didn't hurt me like the lump I knew was in your throat.
It was then with arms entwined we both broke down and cried, for it seemed like nothing good would ever come. The doctor bills we couldn't pay, they came and took our car away, but there never was a time we didn't love.
Now there's an easy chair for my back, a satin pillow for your head, and the kids are wild about their brand new car. You and I can order steak with all the trimmings and not worry if we spend a dollar more than we can spare.
No wonder in our prayers we thank the man upstairs who led us through the years of rearing kids and paying bills. And I think guided us, not because we were smart, but just because there never was a time we didn't love. No, there never was a time, never was a time, never was a time we didn't
Not long ago, our love was like a young and tender vine that grew and grew until our hearts were so entwined. But carelessly, you soon forgot the vine was growing there, and its tender leaves begin to die for want of care. Now that tender leaves of love blowing in the wind, the dust of loneliness covers them. How sad it is. And since I've wished the vine was green again, young and tender, sweet surrender were mine again. But as I remember a gray December descends again, and our tender leaves of love in a winter wind. Now the tender leaves of love blowing in the wind, the dust of loneliness covers them. How sad it is. Leaves.
Linda Martell is now famously known as the first black woman to perform at the Grand Ole Opry. It happened in 1970. Her country LP, Color Me Country, featured six songs written by Margaret Lewis and Myra Smith. You just heard one of them, the elegant country tune Tender Leaves of Love. I read that Margaret and Myra would go camping together to clear their minds for writing songs together in the forest. And I have to believe Tender Leaves of Love was born on one of those camping trips. You also heard Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner from 1969 with their Never Was a Time, and in the background, The Runaways from 1960 with Night Creature off of Myra Smith's Ram Records. DJ Action Slacks, and you're listening to my radio show, Respected Ladyland, a weekly program celebrating women of the mid-century record industry. This episode is focusing on the funky country soul songwriting team, Margaret Lewis and Myra Smith, whose best-known songs are probably I'll Be There When the Next Teardrop Falls, I Almost Called Your Name, Soul Shake, and Reconsider Me. We'll jump right back into the Lewis and Smith songs now with Connie Francis covering a tune originally recorded by Peggy Scott and JoJo Benson, who you will hear after Connie Francis in this set. I hope you're ready to head over the hill and underground, because that's where this next Lewis and Smith song is taking us.
September. I was born in a shack on the Choppalai River bank. 21 years ago, last day of December, he was no sooner born than his mama gave him away. Underprivileged Libra and Capricorn, couldn't seem to go any way but wrong. No wonder we met over the hill, underground. Joined up with some penny ante gamblers.
white lightning, it said, will shatter your head and drive the old memories right out of your brain. So I got me a bottle and I opened the throttle, but those dark, lonely thoughts hung on just the same. Oh, the bottle hasn't been made, the glass hasn't been spun, the mold hasn't been cast, the work hasn't begun to make the bottle to hold the alcohol that would fog up my head, make me forget the love that I had. No, the bottle hasn't been made. I tried pink champagne, and from that to homebrew. They're pretty strong fellas, they really came through. But there in the mist of my cloudy brain, you stood there smiling and down came the rain. Oh, the bottle hasn't been made, the glass hasn't been spun, the mold hasn't been cast, the work hasn't begun to make the bottle to hold the alcohol that would tear up my head, fog up my brain, strengthen my heart, dry up my eyes, ease up the pain, make me forget the sweet tender touch that I love so much. No, the bottle hasn't been made.
Let your mind be free to think of the future and dreams you hope will be. Let your heart remember too. Bitter and sweet, love you with joy and with pain. No matter what we go through, I wanna walk through this life with you. Oh, when my eyes cry tears, baby, it will be tears for two. And when my prayers reach heaven, the angels will know my love has been so true. Oh. Let me in your shadow when the sun is shaking low. From midnight to morning blue, listen baby,
Ella Washington, who put her deep soul touch on a few country tunes, in this case Lewis and Smith's I Want to Walk Through This Life With You from 1969. You also heard Jim Ed Brown from 1970 with The Bottle Hasn't Been Made. In the background, you're hearing a Spanish instrumental version of Soul Shake from 1969. I'm DJ Action Slacks, and this program is called Respected Ladyland. You can learn more about me and hook up with my social media at my website, djactionslacks.com. Good news! Radio is yours! Because you're listening to X-Ray FM. On this episode of Respected Ladyland, I've been spotlighting the talents of under-celebrated 1960s songwriting team Margaret Lewis and Myra Smith, significant contributors to the funky country soul genre. I'm running out of time and wasn't able to squeeze in every song I'd like, but I do have two more deep soul burners from the pens of Lewis and Smith, including one last tune from Peggy Scott and JoJo Benson, doing a magnificent civil rights era anthem. But before we get to that, this deep soul performance from 1970 by Johnny Robinson with Willie Mitchell in Memphis.
Consider me, baby. without your love. Can't you see? So just let me. Won't you just let me love you? Love you and love you eternally.
JoJo Benson from 1969. I'm DJ Action Slacks. Thank you for visiting me in respected Ladyland and for giving a listen to the tunes of songwriting team Margaret Lewis and Myra Smith. Please join me next week for another Escape from Misogyny as we celebrate more women of the mid-century record industry.
Dancing with your baby return, so shit gone. Grooving with your baby
gone. I'm a woman possessed by the way you move.
There ain't nothing about you, mama, that I don't approve.
Come on, baby, let's turn the slow shake on. Well, the dance floor is looking like a great big honeycomb. And all the bees inside are swarming and singing a song.
Conway Twitty will soul shake us out of this episode. This is DJ Action Slack saying over and out. Spin out.